All right, let's open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for the joy of meeting together, singing praises to your name, and studying your word, and then praying together. Lord, I pray that you would be with those who are intending to be here and are having difficulty. I pray that you would enable them to make it. For those who cannot and would like to be on Zoom, I pray that you would keep that Zoom technology working so that we can have that kind of connection with them. Lord, we ask that you would glorify your name in all of this, in Christ's name. Amen. All right, I would invite you to turn in your Bibles this evening to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. We're also going to look at a verse in John chapter 14. So if you park yourself right around there, we'll be able to move from one to the other pretty quickly. As I brought out in last Wednesday's message, the Lord has drawn my attention to God's wonderful exchanges. And last Wednesday evening, we looked at the eternal life God gives us in exchange for his son's death, his righteousness in place of our sin, his rest in place of our weariness and heavy burdens. This evening, we'll just take time to look at a couple more of God's wonderful exchanges found in John chapter 10, verse 10, and John chapter 14, verse 27. So first of all, John 10, 10, God not only offers us eternal life, but also abundant life now instead of death. John 10, 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The thief spoken of here in John 10, 10 is not only the violent human thief who steals and kills anyone who gets in his way, but it is not hard to see the ultimate thief and destroyer, Satan, who steals joy and peace and everything that is good, who takes life and destroys life. Yes, Satan and the world under his present control bring death and destruction, as we see in so many places in the world as well as in parts of our own country. On the other hand, God, the source and giver of all life, offers the sinner eternal life, and in the person of his Son, offers the believer abundant life in him. This abundant life is a separate message in itself, and maybe the Lord will direct me to prepare a message for a Sunday morning in the not-too-distant future on this wonderful subject. Suffice it to say that the abundant life spoken of in John 10:10 is the victorious, joyful life that God enables the believer to have from the moment he repents of his sins and trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. The second wonderful exchange we will briefly touch on this evening is this: God offers us his peace in exchange for our fearful and troubled heart. Notice John chapter 14, verse 27, where the Lord says this: "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." This world offers its false peace that can never take away all fear and trouble. I'm sure that you have heard many places like psychologists, psychiatrists, and even Eastern medicine, where, you know, if you sniff this particular incense, or if you do this, or if you hum this, or whatever, that you'll get peace. That's the world, and it's a false peace. It's amazing to me to view the list of remedies the world offers to bring a person peace, including money, drugs, even prescription drugs, alcohol, and false religions, to name but a few. But the bottom line is that they are temporary at best and usually ultimately harmful. The worst thing about all these remedies from the world is that they distract the sinner from seeing and coming to the Savior, and distract the believer from listening to and reaching out to their loving Heavenly Father's love and care. Yes, this world offers its false peace that can never take away all fear and trouble. On the other hand, Christ offers every believer his perfect peace. His perfect peace that he offers us comes from his perfect and complete sacrifice for us on the cross, thereby securing our peace with God the Father. Because we, who have repented of our sins and trusted in Christ alone for salvation, have peace with God, therefore we now have access to the peace of God. And when you are at peace with the one who controls everything, then nothing in the universe can destroy the peace that he gives you, because he is your loving heavenly Father who works all things together for good to those who love him and belong to him. I hope you've memorized Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. I think this is probably one of the few verses in the Bible that is the hardest for Christians to truly believe. I mean that in a very practical sense, because when things are not going the way they think that it ought to go, then they're wondering whether Romans 8:28 really is true. And I've been there, got the t-shirt, okay? And I know how hard it is to believe Romans 8:28 when things are not going the way you would like them to. But God never lies. His word never lies. And the point is that God does cause all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. I would probably insert the word ultimate good here, because many times we're looking at a very short result. We're looking at a very temporary or close result that we would like to see happen. But God is looking at the end result. And we need to realize that until we get to the end, we will hit some bumps and ditches in our race in life. So hope that you understand that and accept Romans 8:28. One important point I need to make here is that the peace that God gives in John chapter 14, verse 27, is not as a result of your problems going away, but rather from trusting God to be working all things together for your ultimate good, and trusting God's grace, his enablement, to enable you to endure joyfully whatever circumstances God allows in your life. We need to remember God's promise in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We belong to a wonderful God who offers us wonderful exchanges. Have you ever let go of death and accepted his eternal life? Have you let go self and begun to experience the abundant life? Have you let go your fears and troubles and accepted his peace? If you've not availed yourself of these wonderful exchanges that God offers, why don't you take care of it today? This is a very short challenge, but I hope it's short enough that you'll remember the main point, and that you'll take time before you go to sleep tonight, if not before, to really talk to God and think about what we've considered in this short challenge. If you need help with any of these four exchanges that we've examined last week and this evening, I'd be glad to offer you help from the Bible. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these wonderful exchanges that we have considered last Wednesday and also tonight. I pray, Father, that we would think about these and rejoice in these wonderful exchanges, how you've taken that which is bad, that which is fearful, that which is harmful, that which is destructive, and you've given us life, not only that, abundant life. I pray, Father, that you would increase in our hearts a conviction and commitment to trust you and to look to you for your enablement to do what you've called us to do, rejoicing in the end result that you have in store for us. Thank you, Lord, for the promises in your word. I pray that we would also be faithful to carry out any conditions that are attached to those promises. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.